So free will is not free will at all. It is a polar opposite misperception. It is a distraction from true freedom. Depending on how curiously you contemplate this deflection, you will begin to realize it is a kind of test. Free will is the Luciferic hall of mirrors deflection of attention to something immeasurably lesser and habitually tempting from your true grace, power, and full glory, that which is only accessible to you via aligning yourself with divine will. Even here, this is not an invitation to bash your connotation of what Lucifer is. It is an invitation to perceive deeply and to recognize the great maze into which you and I were born. For as individual and collective ego clusters begin to recognize that free will isn't free at all, that following its seductive luring always bears an enormous price, egos begin to recognize what is true. Once egos pass through this initial threshold, this eye of the needle, there is a second myth to demystify. Ego, whenever it doesn't know something firsthand via its own experience, makes assumptions about it. And because ego is less vantaged than virtually anything new to it, it automatically makes limited assumptions about what this new idea or thing is. Such is true with how ego perceives divine will. Ask a sampling of people, what is divine will? They may stare at you dumbfounded, or they may tell you fervently that divine will is a plan imposed on you by God that you cannot influence. They might quite probably assume this, note the stress on the word assume, that to align free will with divine will is to give up your sovereignty. It is to become slave to divine will as your master. It is to lose your independence. It is to have no more choice. This couldn't be further from the truth. Ego can only recognize the fallacies in the above-named assumptions, just as it can only know anything, by discovering for itself, through its own exposure, the truth. The magic in the ego and the soul is that, as I begin to share this with you, ego begins to remember it. For all universal truths are coded in our cosmic memory. As we become still enough, as we become silent enough within, we begin to access them. Like ancient secrets, precisely coded, we begin to unravel them. And voila, there before our awakening eyes is the treasure map to our actual freedom. It is the alignment of ego inside of soul. Ego was given birth by soul, from soul. The polar shift is the reverse of this. It is ego being unborn, re-embraced back into soul. And so the common misperception that to align one's free will with divine will is to give up one's freedom, to allow oneself, as in an autocratic society, to be decided for, is completely opposite to what is actually true. To align one's free will, occasionally to taste it or completely for once and for all, is to surrender to that which does know, to the intelligence that can see, to the consciousness that is unity, to the one house in which ego is completely safe, the great cosmic womb from which it was birthed. You can only begin to know this for yourself, to truly comprehend it as you approach it. For as you begin to taste divine will, as you attune to subtle energy cues, as you listen in, follow intuition, discern yes and no, all of these will begin to present to you a glorious, glistening glimpse of divine will. For intuition originates from it. Subtle energy is the voice of it. Upward, downward spirals are the movements of it. These are all divine will communicating to you. And as you begin to hear, to see, to sense, to smell, to taste, to feel the presence of divine will, the wisdom of divine will, the intelligence of divine will, the incredible benevolence of divine will, the inclusivity of divine will, the genius of divine will, you will begin to trust it. As you do, increment by increment, you will release your free will into it, and you will recognize the great mothership from whence your ego was born. You will climb into it, inside of it, and you will be home.